When you've been so many signature voices for more than 30 years.
All right, people, listen up. The harder you push, the faster we will all get out of here.
Amanda Huggin'Kiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggin'Kiss.
Compression and expansion of the longitudinal waves cause the erratic oscillation. You can see it there.
Maybe you're tempted to try the Mount Everest of voices.
What's glory days? Hey, they'll pass you by. Glory days. And the wang of a young girl's eye. Glory days. Glory days.
But that's really Hank Azaria, the voice behind many characters from the long-running Simpsons, also the Pharaoh in Night at the Museum, and Jim Brockmeyer, the plaid sports announcer. And he's now the presence behind Hank Azaria and the Easy Street Band, a Bruce Springsteen cover band that debuted this past week at Les Poissons Rouges in New York City. The six-time Emmy Award-winning actor joins us now from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Lots of us are Bruce Springsteen in the shower. Why did you want to take it on stage?
I was Bruce Springsteen in the shower and a lot on the treadmill. And, found myself belting them. And, you know, I turned 60, Scott, last April, which I had mixed emotions about. Yeah. And I thought, well, what would give me some joy? And I thought, maybe I can try to sing some Springsteen songs and surprise people at the party. And it ended up putting together a band, and they're great. And it went so well that we decided, and we had so much fun, we decided, why stop? Let's gig. And that's what we did.
Let's listen to a clip of, and I say this with all due respect to you, sir, the real boss, singing that bit of Glory Days.
I had a friend who was a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball fire, make you look like a fool boy.
Well, I got to admit, he sounds a lot like you.
Pretty sure that was me. Yeah, sometimes I get a little confused as to which playback I'm listening to, quite frankly.
What do you, and maybe this is impossible to answer, what do you put in to the voice? I mean, it's more than just this, right?
Yeah, the gravel is a big part of it. I've been talking like Bruce since I was a teenager because a lot of my imitations came out of hero worship, guys I idolized.
Like young Al Pacino, for example. You know, Dog Day Afternoon Al, or Godfather Al.
By the way, halfway between young Al Pacino and Bruce Springsteen lives Motor Bartender. That's the exact midline right there. And learning to sing like Bruce really took me a long time. I spent about 6-8 months like kind of learning to sing, and which I'd never taken seriously before. And it's hard to sing through that. And I also found that, you know, Bruce doesn't always sing with that level of rasp. Mm-hmm. It's more towards the end of the tour, I think, where he gets that level of rasp going. But I found that my impression was a little better singing vocally, including that rasp. But that can be kind of hard on the vocal cords.
So this is no casual impression, is it? 6 to 8 months?
You know, I don't ever vocally, I really don't do anything halfway. I'm a major, I love it. It's my passion. It's kind of my life. So, you know what I equate it to? You know how, like, if you tell a hobbyist, if you tell a stamp collector or a guy who likes to paint, you know, tin soldiers or whatever, that's all, you can just do that for 6 months. They'll be in, like, you and I would want to kind of kill ourselves, but they're in heaven, right? That's how I was with this.
I'm making a mental list. Of course, The Simpsons, Spamalot on Broadway, Night at the Museum, The Birdcage, and the great Jim Brockmeyer, inspiration to us all. Where does this project fit into what I'll call, I hope I say it correctly, the Azaria oeuvre?
For me, it's, you know, one of the things I've been most excited about in my whole life. I did not set out to create a tribute band. I set out to make myself smile and have some joy and share a fun thing with my friends and surprise them all. I told no one I was going to do it. Mm. And the night of even my birthday, I said, no gifts, but if you like, give to the foundation. We raised like $30,000 that night.
Mention that if I could. It's the 4-9 Foundation.
That's the foundation I started several years ago. We primarily give to education, to social justice, and to recovery causes, health and wellness causes. And so then I was like, wait a minute, I love doing this. It went great. Why not
why not tour and do this? I have, doing Spamalot was probably the favorite thing I've ever done because I'm a Monty Python freak. Mm-hmm. Jim Brockmeyer was an idea that I had since I was a teenager, and I love doing that. Obviously, The Simpsons, has been the joy of my life. I put this right up there with all of those. It means that much to me.
Hank Azaria, thank you very much for speaking with us. I've never been able to interview Bruce Springsteen.
Close well, go ask ever. Me anything. Let's just, let's see how it goes. Ask me some.
Ah, you've made my day. Hank Azaria is now the front man for the band, Hank Azaria and the Easy Street Band. They're kicking off a concert tour, and next stop is on Long Island. I can't pronounce that. Amagansett?
Amagansett. We'll be at the Stevens Talk House in Amagansett August 23rd. Come on out. We're almost sold out. That's true. True story.